Welcome back. This is a Healthy Aging Show, and we're talking about Medicare Part D. So once you get to the donut hole, what happens? $2,700. Now, it was what, $2,350 last year?
$2,510.
So now it's up to
$2,700.
Okay. So you get to $2,700 in accumulated
total
prescriptions.
Expenses.
What happens from $2,700, and how far do you go before the plan reinstates and commences coverage again?
The next expenses coming out of the person's cap.
Right.
Basically, nobody pays other than the recipient of this Medicare prescription plan. Total cost needs to be reached is $4,350.
Okay, so the difference between $4,350 and $2,700 is borne by the individual.
Correct.
So, and that's 100%.
Yes.
And then once you get to $4,350, then the Medicare Part D plan comes back into effect and reimburses at what percentage? 100%, or is there a deductible as well?
What happens after that is what's called a catastrophic coverage. The beneficiary will be responsible only 5 cents of the cost.
And the insurance company pays 95%?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand it to be the greater of 5% or $2.60.
$2.60.
On generic drugs.
Uh-huh.
So it gets more complicated because
yes.
Brand name drugs is $6.
Correct.
Greater of
right.
$6.
And if you back up, then it's to the beginning of the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Some plans will continue to reimburse the beneficiary. That's technically what they're referred to as, beneficiary, for a generic.
Not the victim?
That can last a lot longer than the show's time. But the beneficiary can purchase a prescription drug plan which will reimburse him or her for generic drugs in the gap, while brand name and preferred brand name still remain the responsibility of the consumer.
Okay, now, there is a cost to all of these plans. You said there's 44 plans in Connecticut?
47 in Fairfield County alone. The cheapest plan at the moment is $19.40 a month. The most expensive one is $111.30. And the least expensive plan has a $175 deductible.
And the most expensive plan, do you know the deductible on that?
Probably nothing.
Zero. Okay. What are the distinctions between a $19 plan and a $100+ plan other than the deductible? Or some of the distinctions. Obviously, there are many.
Well, again, it's really not the cost but driving everything. It's really the formulary. It's a really, really personal choice. Some people feel comfortable with having a bigger, better, larger coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying, I barely take anything, or I don't take anything at all. So why should I even have a plan?
That opens up another question,
right,
of whether you should have it or not have it. There's a penalty involved,
right,
if you don't opt for it.
A person who choose not to have a Medicare prescription plan, Medicare will assess a penalty for every month. It is 1% for every month where they did not have a policy, and that money can add up because, as we discussed it earlier in the show, once open enrollment closes, it will not open for another year. So somebody can end up paying 12 months worth of penalties.
And that penalty stays with the premium for as long as you're a participant in the Plan D program. So essentially, once you're in the plan, you're going to be in it for the rest of your life, and you're going to be paying 1% per month penalty. If you wait a year, you'd be paying 12% more for your premium. So if it's $100 a year, you're paying $112, 12 of which is going nowhere but penalty.
Yes, that's true. They use the national average for their minimum mandated.
Right, okay, right.
Roughly has a premium of, say, $35. So 1% of that is, you know, it's still a relatively small number, but
right,
it does have,
but it accumulates.
Cumulative effect, correct.
And so if someone were to, for instance, going back to the beginning where they might have deferred to their retirement plan with their employer and didn't have a credibility letter, but they went on the basis that they thought that they were covered, and say a couple of years went by, then all of a sudden they realized that they didn't have an effective plan. They went into the Medicare Part D enrollment. They would be assessed that penalty.
Yeah, for the most part.
Wow. Okay. You gotta keep your eyes open. Don't throw that mail away.
No. I'd like to go back just a moment to clarify one of the differences between the lower premium prescription drug plan and or the higher premium. In addition to having the what we in the insurance industry refer to as a front-end deductible, which for 09 is $275. So the lower cost plans will have a higher deductible and the higher.
Well, that makes sense.
And then when you get into the co-payments for the three tiers, you'd have a higher co-payment
on the cheaper plan, right? Okay, that makes sense.
Direct relation.
Okay. Okay. Some of the plans, their pricing has changed from year to year too. Some that were initially among the lowest priced,
yes,
have crept up considerably. And I don't know if anybody's lowered their prices, but it's something where the mix, you don't have the same players that were in originally, and you may not have the same players that were in last year.
Or you could have the same player with the same plan whose benefits have been altered. There's a company that came into the marketplace here in Connecticut a couple of years ago with a standalone PDP plan.
PDP being?
Preferred Drug Plan.
Gotcha.
Peter, David, Peter. And it was a wonderful plan.
Cheap, too.
Very inexpensive and very good coverage. And guess what happened in year two? The premium went up dramatically.
It did?
And the coverage was altered. It was diluted.
Wow. I wonder why. Gee. Well,
actually, this particular insurance company coming into Connecticut the first year had a plan which covered generic and brand name drugs in their plan. And it was, well, kind of costly, but it had a good benefit design. Looking at this very same plan, the following year lost its coverage in the gap. And the price went up. So looking at the same person taking the same benefits, I ended up advising this lady to go for a less expensive plan, because when everything is all settled and out of cost calculated, including the donut hole, she was paying a few hundred dollars less,
right,
for a lesser plan.
So you advise your clients on the Medicare Part D and on Medicare coverage in general. Now, the name of Catalin's company is MedBills Assist. You're a Connecticut-based, I mean, there's people listening to this that are out of the area. So these are issues that are prevalent in virtually all states. Combinations or the offerers of insurance will vary by state. Their formularies will differ. Obviously, the costs will differ. But the importance of addressing these issues and being informed and not assuming that the plan that you have today is going to be the plan that you're going to offer the same things next year, you can't rely on that. You have to go and do some research. Now, Catalin, can I give your phone number?
Of course.
Okay. Catalin is at 203-569-7610, and she's also available at www.medbillsassist.com. Walter, are you in the Medicare advisement role for clients as well?
Yes.
Okay. Walter is at BlackRock Insurance Services, and his phone number is 203-368-4610, and he can be reached at BRIS2@optonline.net. Where else can you get information on Medicare Part D choices, options?
There is a lot of information available on www.medicare.gov, G-O-V for the gov. You can actually very much personalize your services. You can put in prescription drugs and doses and a lot of things, and Medicare will give you a whole set of information. The only advice I can give anybody, that once you narrow down the choices, you really need to go on that particular plan's website and pull out the formulary to make sure that it is matching what Medicare have told you. There are differences.
I'm sure. The proficiency with computers and the familiarity with the internet, a lot of people are not. Let's face it, I've been to that site. You live with that site. it's an intimidating process for someone who is not initiated in the technology or the terminology. Where can people go to get information? As I recall, was it the Choices Program in Connecticut that would shepherd people through selection of a proper plan for their needs?
I would suggest anybody in Connecticut, probably best choice is to call the senior services.
Okay.
And they should be able to guide them to the right direction to their local help.
So go to the senior center in your just local community or senior services if you have one and inquire. You only have a couple of weeks left to accomplish this. You know, let's not assume that it's the same as it used to be.
Most of the senior centers are aware of an agency in Bridgeport called Southwestern Agency on Aging, SWACA.
Every state has area agencies on aging.
Correct. And they have resources to direct you to not only the Choices Program, but potentially state subsidized program in Connecticut for those who are eligible based upon an income criteria, and that's called CONN, CONNPACE.
Okay, well, we've covered just about everything there is to know in 22 minutes, Medicare Part D. And I want to thank Walter Robinson of BlackRock Insurance Services and Catalin Gonis of MedBills Assist. Once again, you can reach Catalin at 203-569-7610, and you can reach Walter at 203-368-4606. We will be back next week with another topic, equal important. Thanks for listening.